It is great to have ESPN's Barry Melrose with us before Game 4 of the Blues and Bruins tonight at Enterprise Center. Barry, your impressions of the first three games of this series. Boston up 2-1, but man, I know despite the outcome for Blues fans, it was certainly quite the atmosphere, quite the environment on Saturday.
Well, one step at a time. The one step was getting to the Stanley Cup Finals. They haven't done that since 1970, so they got here. The next step was to win the game, and they've done that. So people are always gloom and doom right now with St. Louis, but they're in the exact same situation they were after game one. They got to win the next game, and then it becomes the best of three. So St. Louis has won one game a lot of times this year, and we expect them to do the same thing one more time. So it's been a great series so far. Obviously, power play for Boston has to be stopped if you're the St. Louis Blues. Bennington now has been pulled. See how he bounces back. But St. Louis has been a resilient team all year long, and I expect them to be resilient tonight.
You know as well as anyone, you're not going to go 16-0 in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And a fan base, I feel like, has the same feeling after every single loss. Seems like the end of the world. What makes hockey so unique in teams' abilities to turn the page?
Short memories. I think everybody that's played hockey knows that four games to win takes a long time. It takes a lot of effort. And it's very hard for Boston to beat St. Louis four straight. It's very hard for St. Louis to beat Boston four straight. So I think the way we brought up, playing every minute of every game and being ready for every game. So that's why I expect St. Louis to come out in game four and be great.
Is that something you have to learn? Braden Schenn said, losses you rebound, but after a win, you can't think that you're going to be hoisting the Stanley Cup. Good or bad, you got to turn the page, right?
Yeah, it's to turn the page. You coaches are the toughest because they can't enjoy a win because the minute you win, you got to be thinking of the next game.
Back to work, right?
Players can enjoy it for 10 hours or 12 hours or whatever, but a coach can't enjoy a win until it's the last win. And there's only one coach that's a happy guy at the end of the year, and that's the guy that wins the Stanley Cup.
Let's talk about Craig Berube. What impresses you about what he's done with this group and how he's been able to turn things around and, again, go right back to work?
I think how hard they play is what impresses me. I'm not an X and O guy. Craig is all about the effort, the passion that you play with, the intensity that you play with. He had a team of talented guys at the start of the year, but they were being beaten, and they were being beaten because they were being outwilled. And I think Craig's come in here and demanded that their will is strong every night, that they compete every night, that they're the hardest working team every night. And if you do that in the NHL with the number of games we play and how tough the opposition is, if you're the hardest working guy every night, you're going to be pretty successful in our league.
Everyone in that room talks about his ability to communicate. Can you explain to fans who aren't in there what it takes and what qualities it takes to be able to make adjustments, not just game to game, but period to period? The other team is adjusting as well. To be able to create and then disseminate information in 15 minutes while the building is rocking outside, how in the world does a coach go about that in this environment?
Well, you have a game plan and you want to stick to it. You know what you're good at. You know what they're good at. They're going to try some things, but the bottom line is that there's nothing out there. There's no trick plays or gimmicks that's going to win you the Stanley Cup. You're going to have to get the puck out along the wall. You're going to have to block shots. You're going to have to keep your mouth shut when somebody else is yapping at you so you don't take a stupid penalty. Goaltender's got to make saves. And Craig has been able to, get that from his team. He's been able to get young guys to play beyond their age. He's been getting older guys to, finish their careers on a high note. Found a young goaltender in the American Hockey League nobody wanted and brought him into St. Louis and turned him into an all-star. He's got that. He was always a guy that had to work to play in the NHL. He was a tough guy, tough way to make a living. He was always one of the favorites in the dressing room with his buddies. He's been able to, pass that along as far as communication is concerned to his team. And they're very knowledgeable at the start of the game. They're very well coached. As I said, there's no trick plays or gimmicks. You're going to catch them by surprise, and they're ready to outwork you.
Finding Jordan Binnington and him getting his shot after a series of almost unlikely events, does that just prove how many talented players, and especially at the goaltender position, there are professionally in this country, in this continent, in this world?
The American League is a great league. People don't understand that. There's a lot of good players in the American League. I coached in the American League, played in the American League. There are a lot of good players in the American League just looking for a break, a guy that will give them a chance. And once they get that chance, they're pretty hungry. So Jordan's one of those guys that he was languishing in the East Coast League, the American League. No one gave him a chance. And finally St. Louis had to, because they were desperate and they found themselves a goaltender. So it's a great story, one of the best stories we've had in the NHL this year.
Barry, finally, being around the game as long as you have and knowing that this franchise has gone through what they've gone through over the last half century, what's it been like for you to be in this city, to be in St. Louis over the last couple of days, and not just with your work responsibilities, but as a hockey fan, a fan of this league, be able to soak this in?
It's been awesome. The people here are so great. We've went to restaurants. The waiting staff is great. The bartenders are great. Cigar bar, we found the people there are great. Everybody's a hockey fan. Everybody wants to talk hockey. The city's been unbelievable. It's just you forgot how great the Midwest is. And we've enjoyed our time here. And the people can't do enough for us. And hopefully St. Louis will win one game and become a best of three.
Barry, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.